Hello, 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 and welcome everybody to the show. Oh, I'm excited to be here. You know, I'm going to open up. I've got a segment. I think this is really important, but I'm looking forward to this because this ought to be a little bit of fun for me. Now, I just want to give you a snowflake warning. If you happen to be a snowflake, if you happen to be easily offended, if you happen to be, I don't know, someone who is averse to opinions that may be different from yourself, well, first of all, you're probably a liberal. And second of all, you should probably not listen. Either that or you should turn it up and listen extra close because I may wake you up. Although you might need a safe space during this segment. We're going to talk about a crucial issue this segment. I want to tell you guys that it is officially, ready for it? Lesbian Visibility Week. Or, in the words of Emerald Robinson, it is Communist Lesbian Visibility Week. I've got the pleasure of saying that I know Emerald, and I've done quite a few interviews with her, and I adore this woman. She's got a sharp wit. She doesn't mind saying it. She's a warrior and she's a truth teller. She's just an honest broadcast journalist. She does something that most journalists don't do. She tells the truth. She doesn't care what the news is. It just is the news. And that used to be what news was, right? News used to be news, not propaganda. Anyways, so Emerald's got a great Substack. It's called Emerald Robinson's The Right Way. And I encourage you all to check it out if you haven't. But Emerald Substack is spectacular particular instance. And I got such a huge boot out of it that it inspired me to go on a tirade about this whole thing. Now, before I get into the details of her Substack or anything else, let me tell you why this is important. So, you know, I'm of the belief that there are some people who are born with, you know, a little bit different wiring, and they are just actually gay. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know. I've met some people who, to me, they truly are. They're gay people. They're gay. There's nothing about them that is straight. I don't think it's learned. I don't know. You know, it's between them and God, regardless. It's not my issue. Because at the end of the day, I do believe that you have the right to live however you want to live. It doesn't mean I have to approve of it, but I believe that you have the right to make that decision. That's freedom. That's America, right? That said, if you're born that way, we should absolutely not hate you, and we should absolutely not treat you negatively. We shouldn't be judging people. We only judge actions. And even if we judge actions as negative, it doesn't mean that we treat the people badly. Well, that said, I don't think there's any real debate over the fact that, you know, that choice of a lifestyle, if it is a choice particularly, is not the best choice, right? It's better for kids. It's better for society. We've got thousands of years of human society built on mom plus dad equals family, and it's worked real well. And I'm not against change, but I'm against change when it's a bad idea. Most countries in the world do not accept the redefining of families, and I don't think they should. You know, families are what they are. Moms and dads are different. Dads provide something for their kids. Mom provides something for their kids, right? So let's think this through. Let's pretend for a second that we can have an educated conversation and not get all whiny and snowflakey on PC issues. I'm a dad. My wife is a mom. I can't do what she does. I am not even close to being able to think, act, or behave like my wife. My wife cannot think, act, or behave like me. Doesn't mean I'm better, and it doesn't mean she's better. It just means we're different. That's diversity, and it's a good diversity. Okay, so when my child or children are raised by both mom and dad, they get both male and female perspective, right? So I have two sons. My sons, I couldn't teach them how to appreciate a woman, how to think and understand what women do without having one in the house. I couldn't possibly do that. There's just no way for me to educate them about that because I don't get it. And any man that tells you they understand a woman is a liar or an idiot or recently divorced or soon to be divorced. You know, first thing you learn in a happy marriage is yes, dear. Well, here's how this goes. My wife can't teach anything about being a man, right? She can't teach the things that make men men any more than I can teach the things that make women women. And we're not interchangeable. Okay. Now, when we get to the trans aspect of this conversation, that you can kind of consider all this, but we're not interchangeable. Okay. And it's not just the junk I was born with. It's from beginning to end, my genetics, it's who I am. You know, when you put a little boy in a room with a bunch of toys, the boys tend to go for the army guys and the girls tend to go for the houses and the dollies. I don't know why that is. It's the way God made us. It just is. And this is common sense. Now you can try and train your kid or confuse your kid if you want. And it's not that no boy has ever picked up a dolly and no girl has ever picked up a G.I. Joe. I'm just talking generally. I'm talking stereotypically. I'm talking in the vast. So yeah, there's a lot of value to embracing men and women as they are. There's also a lot of value mental health-wise from beginning to end to understanding that you got to accept who you are, right? This is the problem with trans. Trans is, it's a mental illness, right? Gender dysphoria is a mental illness. It's been recognized as such through most of humanity. Not to say there's no one with that. There are people who have that, and we shouldn't hate them either. But we sure as hell ought to not encourage it. And it doesn't matter whether you are a guy who is delusional and thinks he's a girl, or a girl that's delusional and thinks she's a guy. Your genes are what they are. You can't know what it means to be born male, or nor what it means to be born female, any more than I can. We can screw with you. We can screw up your genetics. We can screw up your body, but we cannot change what you're made as. So at the end of the day, both parents offer something. And it's a positive thing to offer the child these diverse perspectives from the two genders, because ultimately, no matter how sick and perverse we get, no matter how many artificial wombs we want to create or mecha babies that we want to develop, the natural mechanism for procreating in humanity is a male and a female. Pretty straightforward. Now, we're trying to get around that. I understand science is trying to get around that. I don't know why science is trying to get around that. I don't know what the benefit is. I mean, it's worked pretty well for several, 100,000 years. I don't know how long we've been on the planet. But for some reason, we've got a bunch of people who want to play God and want to get around that. Well, what's that going to do to the kids? I mean, what is that going to be? What are these new mecha babies going to be? What are these families? What's happening with the kids who don't get exposure? I mean, even single parent households, and I know that's very common. I'm not trying to insult anybody, and I know I'm going to upset people by talking about this. A single parent household, I know some wonderful, wonderful single parents who do everything for their kids. But I don't think anybody on the planet can say, well, it's easy. It's easier if you've got, a mom and a dad together. It's easier. It's better. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day. You can't work full time, be a mom full time, be a dad full time, be this full time, be that full. I mean, there's only so many hours in a day. So, for example, I work an obscene amount of hours, But for my wife being there, I couldn't be the dad that I am. When I get to do dad time, I get to really focus on dad time because I don't have to do the little things like, making sure the kids hear or that or the other thing, because my wife does that. Right? So these are just practical realities. They're not things that we can argue about. There's no reason to argue about them. They are what they are. And it's not judging anyone. Like I said, some people make a mistake or that turns out that they found someone they thought they loved who turns out to be someone different, end up in a single situation. Some people are wired gay. But the best solution for the kids is one mom, one dad. Okay. I don't think we really need to argue about that. I'm happy to argue about it further, but understand that I'm really not judging anybody. I mean, it's only by the act of God that my wife has tolerated me as long as she has. So when we start with all that in mind, why would we promote the alphabet soup, LGBT, whatever? Why are we promoting that? How is that good for society? Is it good for kids? Is it good for families? How is it good for anyone? Isn't it more selfish? I mean, if you're that way, if you're born that way, if you are that way, again, we shouldn't be judging you and being hateful of you. But why would we promote it? Promoting it makes no sense. Promoting it makes no sense because then we're making it a learned behavior rather than something that you're born as. If you're born as, you're born as. But the thing is if it's learned, why would we promote learning that? Shouldn't we promote whatever's best for the kids and for the future? I mean, that seems to me to be sensible, right? So with that in mind, there's an article in The Hill. And it says about 1 in 4 high school students identifies as LGBTQ, according to the CDC, which I never believed the CDC because they're a bunch of liars. But let's say that that's correct for a second, right? Let's pretend that the CDC is not a liar about everything. According to The Hill, amongst high school students, 12.2% identified as bisexual. What is bisexual? That's a choice. Right? That's a choice. You're not born bisexual. You're like, yeah, I don't care which one I'm dinking with. And so, you know, I'll pick one or the other. So, that is what it is. 5.2% as questioning, 3.9% as other, 3.2% as gay or lesbian, 1.8% say that they didn't understand the question, which I think is hilarious. That number was 11% in 2005. So we've went up from 11 to almost 26% in 6 years. What's changed? What's changed, folks? What's changed is a massive marketing campaign to try and convince kids and to confuse kids as to their gender, as to their sexuality, as to everything else. We are literally working to promote this. Right? And it's not good for schools. It's not good for families. It's not good for anyone. The idea that we're promoting it is different than the idea of tolerating people who are, right? Tolerance is an acceptable thing. We have to, listen, in this country, we value freedom. That means even if I disagree with how you live, you have the right to do it. There is a world of difference between me not being a jerk to you because you choose to live a way that's different than I would, and me saying, well, I need to tell my kids how great it is that you're living this way. That is a world of difference. And instead of just saying we have to be nice to people and do unto others, which is the historic view of our nation, we have people saying, oh, you have to embrace it and you should try it out and you should check it out. And it's really awesome. And it's even better. And we'll all love you if you identify this way and you'll have more friends and more this and more that. That's what kids are being exposed to through social media, through the school systems themselves. I have a rural school system near me. They had a three-day teaching session for eighth graders on porn. What the hell is there to talk about for 3 days? I mean, I'm going to be real honest with you folks. I am 46 years old. I am acutely aware of porn. It's there. It's all over the place. What the hell is there to talk about? I mean, you know, the whole birds and bees talk. Yeah, that's a 15-minute talk at most. What else is there to say? I mean, I just don't know. How can you do 3 days on this without promoting it? All that could be is a promotional video. I mean, I'm sure one of the porn sites is donating money to fund that because, I mean, I don't know what else this would be, but it's sick. Why would you do that to children? Why are we sexualizing children? Why are we doing this? Why is it that when DeSantis passes a bill in Florida that says you can't teach perversion to kindergartners through third graders, you have it called the Don't Say Gay Bill and lie about it and act like there's something wrong with that? What pervert wants to talk to a kindergartner about sex? This is mind-blowing, folks. It's the destruction of our society. It's absolutely detrimental in all ways, shapes, and forms. There's no benefit to it. There is just zero benefit. What is the benefit to this? You're going to have more stable families, better for the kids, better for the future. Kids are going to grow up to be more successful, and you get more doctors and lawyers out of this. Well, I suppose that I don't know if that's the measure of success anymore. Most doctors and lawyers are terrible. But you know, this is a ridiculous thing. Now you fast forward. Now we have Lesbian Visibility Week. What is that? It's a promotional, folks. Let's promote it. We need visibility. Why? Do we have heterosexuality visibility week? I mean, should I go? Let's have a week where I talk about what we do with our wives and husbands. Does that make sense? Why the hell do we need to promote this? Why do you need a visibility week? What is this? I mean, I don't care what you do. You have the right to do it. But this is not what they want, folks. They don't want the right to do it. They're insisting that we high-five them for doing it. And that's the problem. That's why we've went from 11% to 26%. Folks, I need your support at tomrenz.com. I need you to sign up for my Substack. You got to actually do this, folks. We really need you to actually do this. If you don't do this, you know, this is how we keep the lights on. This is how we keep fighting. I got about 50,000 new lawsuits. I need to sue the DOJ. I need to sue this. I need to sue that. But I got to be able to pay the lawyers, even if I don't take a dime for it, which I typically don't. I got to pay my lawyers. I got to pay the other lawyers on this. One lawyer can't do these cases. It's too big. So please go to Tom Renz, sign up for our Substack, support our sponsors. We'll be right back. A couple years ago, when they decided to lock us down in our houses, I decided to fight. I started fighting then, and I've continued fighting till now. I represent little people. Sometimes I represent big people now. But most of my clients can't afford to pay. We've fundraised. We've fought. We don't have backers like George Soros, but the people we're fighting do. We need your help now. I need to raise money. And I don't want to charge all of my clients full price. I want to be able to help people for free. So to do that, I need your help. God's blessed me. I've had a lot of people giving me money and giving me donations, but we needed to do more. So what I've done is I've created TomRenz.com. On TomRenz.com, we have a bunch of different things. We're going to try and sell and partner with Patriot Partners to sell their goods, to sell their items. What I can tell you is if you're not a Patriot, I'm not going to partner with you. If you're going to buy something, buy it from TomRenz.com. We're partnering with Lindell. We're going to be selling precious metals. We're going to be selling a bunch of different things. Most importantly, if you can, sign up for our Substack. We really need to grow the Substack. If you'll subscribe to my Substack, every dime that I get from that goes back into the fight. The more money I make, the more lawyers I can fund, the more I can fight. The more I can sue people like Anthony Fauci, the more I can sue people who are profiting off the suffering of Americans. We want to fight for border security. We want to fight for election integrity. We want to fight against COVID tyranny and health freedom. We want to fight for a free America. We want to make America great again. It's only going to happen if we the people come forward and fight. We need your help to do that. I'll keep fighting, but I need your backing. If you're going to buy, buy from us. Go to TomRenz.com. That's TomRenz.com. TomRenz. .com. Please support us on our Substack. We're going to put out as many stories and as many articles as we can. We're going to try and keep you informed. We're going to try and make sure you know what's going on. And we thank you so, so much for your support. I never thought I'd be a guy who was going to be pushing gold. I always thought, really? You don't think our currency is going to be good? I mean, that just seems a bit far-fetched. Well, the Fed is currently experimenting with digital currencies. They're currently experimenting with dollars being gone, computer-controlled currency. Never thought I'd be this guy, but I'm buying gold. I need it. I'm buying precious metals. I got to keep my family safe. Never thought I'd be able to recommend it. I won't recommend something I can't recommend in good faith. And honestly, it's probably time that if you can do it, you get some gold. If you're willing, if you're capable, if you're going to buy some gold, I need to ask, please buy it through TomRenz.com and our partner, bh-pm.com. That's Andrew Cercini. He does a show with me, with Clay Clark and General Flynn. Good guy. Met him. He's got a wonderful family. Good guy. Can't say enough positive about the man. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from him. The commission that we get off of it, it goes to the fight. Everything I get goes to the fight. So please support us and for supporting you. Support us and fighting for you. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from Cercini. Buy it with us. We've partnered with two great patriots, Mike Lindell and Eric Napudi. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, really needs no introduction. If you don't know who Mike Lindell is, well, you've been under a rock for quite some time. He sells awesome things. I love MyPillow. Most importantly, I love the dog bed, because then when my wife throws me out, I've got somewhere to sleep. And it's comfy, right? Okay, no, I'm kidding. But I do love Mike, and I do love his products. If you're going to buy them, buy them from TomRens.com. Please, we need support there. We need your help there. And any money that we make goes into the fight. I don't want to have to charge my clients lawyer fees. Most of them can't afford it. We want to fight for real people. We can't fight for real people if they can't afford us. So we always try and find ways to do things. Now, it's important that we support these big fights. Some of these big fights, they cost millions of dollars. We funded as much of it as we can through donations and through our own pockets. So now we're looking to do other things to try and fund these fights. Regular Americans can't afford to fund this like Soros can. So buy MyPillow products through TomRens.com. Also, we've got Dr. Eric Napudi. Dr. Eric Napudi is a great friend to me. Dr. Napudi stood against the federal government when anybody else on the planet would have ran. They sued him for $500 billion for promoting vitamin D and zinc during the pandemic. He gave away, I think, 2 million doses just to try and help people. And what did our government do? They sued him. We're selling his products. I hope you'll buy them. If you buy them through TomRens.com, we get a little bit of income, and it supports a great patriot, Dr. Eric Napudi. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all the prayers, and please support us at TomRens.com.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro has joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mike Ovitz, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Naputi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Tricia Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, that's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. Typically, when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, we'll play Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price, and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
I remember this one. Well, actually.
Yeah.
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.